The Gala whistleblower, Sergeant Maurice McCabe, has made fresh allegations that penalty points are still being terminated in questionable circumstances. The abuse of the penalty point system continued, he says, despite changes introduced in June by the Interim Garda Commissioner, Noreen O'Sullivan. On the line now, Fianna Fáil TD and Chair of the Public Accounts Committee of Dáil Éireann, John McGuinness TD. Good morning, John. A bit early to say good morning. Good afternoon. What do you know about what's in the report prepared by Maurice McCabe?
Well, I know that, that Maurice McCabe has submitted a report outlining all of the issues that are of concern to him, indicating that the cancellation of penalty points continues and is widespread. There's perhaps no harm to look back on what was the case. 70% of fixed charges were paid. That brought into the state 22 million. But there was a loss of 20% as well. And that meant a loss to the state of 6 million. And half of the summonses were not served. Now, the O'Mahony report just after that stated that stringent efforts must be made to ensure that this practice does not continue. So Maurice McCabe took a period after the O'Mahony report, 2013-2014, and he set out what he found to be the case, which essentially showed that repeat offenders continued to have their penalty points quashed and that the system continues to fail, resulting in a loss of revenue to the state, but also resulting in a complete, not a complete breakdown, but certainly a significant breakdown in the process for issuing the penalty points.
How could this be the case, John McGuinness, given that under the new regime put in place by the Commissioner, Noreen O'Sullivan, the deletions were supposed to be processed centrally in Thurles?
That's right, and his report shows that the type of excuses that are now being used are being used to avoid the audit trail. So you have excuses such as the non-delivery of the letter to the individual concerned, wrong terminations in terms of the wrong towns, lands, wrong addresses and so on. But I understand that he investigated these matters and found that, you know, in the cases of non-deliveries, the house was there, the letterbox was there, people lived in the house and so on. And the wrong townsland, that was a question whereby, you know, it was a wrong address, basically. But yet, other people from the same townsland that would have received penalty points received them.
There is a suggestion...
That's not a proper excuse either.
There is a suggestion that in the case of one repeat offender, it was used three times since September of last year.
That's correct. I mean, there's another motorist who received six terminations, 12 points... All of them were quashed. These are repeat offenders. These are people that are that know the system, obviously, that Maurice McCabe has identified, and he has the proof, which I think has been accepted by his senior officers. And the next step now, Sean, is that the system itself has to be investigated. I believe that the processing system in Thurles needs to be audited. It needs to be looked at. I think the CNAG should be asked again to look at this system and how we now arrived at this. And the second thing is that there is a problem in terms of controls within the Garda Force itself and discipline. And that is a very serious concern that I have, and I think that needs to be addressed also.
Yeah, I'll come back to what you may be able to do about it in the Dáil or in your own committee, but just another excuse that seems to have arisen, and I think it's referred to in the Examiner today by Michael Clifford, statutory exemption emergency vehicle. That's, in other words, a case where a vehicle was operating on behalf of an Garda Síochána.
Yeah, and this was not to be the case. It was found not to be the case. And Maurice McCabe has highlighted this in the context of his report. And that particular excuse underlines the fact that excuses are being used in a way to escape the audit trail. And that is very serious because it's not just someone now quashing penalty points. It is someone within the force devising excuses that simply get away from the audit trail. And that is a deliberate attempt, a very deliberate attempt to avoid the system itself and therefore avoid discipline, avoid the instructions that they receive from the various senior officers within the force, and it does need a very comprehensive investigation with the facts being put out there before the public.
What's your sense, John McGuinness, of the extent of the continuing abuse?
Well, I believe it's the same level as went on going back to 2012. And in that period of time, the state, again, lost something in the region of €6 million. But there are other anomalies in the system as well, Sean. There is all of these excuses. Then there is the fact that within the court services itself, that penalty points are not always added to the licence during thereafter a court case. So the whole system, needs further examination and needs to be reformed in certain areas so that there is a tight ship going forward, and that the type of revenue been lost to the state is not lost, and that the penalty points are applied to licences. I give you the example in terms of road safety of that individual who had 6 speed terminations. I mean, that's unacceptable. The very purpose of this is to stop speed. And to prevent people dying on the roads.
Commissioner O'Sullivan is clearly taking this very seriously, but do you think after some little time has passed that she and other senior colleagues should be invited, or do you intend to invite them before your own committee?
Well, they will come before the committee again in the course of our business, and this will be part of the reflection that we will have in relation to these penalty points. How did it occur again, and what is to happen in the future to prevent it from occurring? And I think that the Commissioner is extremely anxious to ensure that this does not happen on her watch, and I know is taking immediate action. And the Minister, alongside that, has to provide the appropriate resources necessary to improve this system, because aside from all of this, it's having a negative effect on the morale of the force, and it's difficult for the public to comprehend how people can deliberately, fraudulently, I suppose, avoid these penalty points with the cooperation of the Garda systems.
John McGuinness, Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, thank you for joining us. As we say, this abuse brought to Commissioner O'Sullivan's attention a fortnight ago by our True Sergeant McCabe, and she's now referred this to the Justice Minister, requesting that the Garda Ombudsman be appointed to conduct a public interest investigation. And as we know, Senior Gardaí today due to meet with Sergeant Maurice McCabe.